this suite was written about 150 years before the saxophone was invented. And it definitely had to be adapted to be played by a saxophone. There's a couple of advantages they have over me today. Is they have strings, and in the middle section there's a lot of the bottom note sustain with chords going above it, and that is created on an open string so that the bow changes to the higher strings and keeps going to that open. So I do not have any open strings on this, so I have to use more fingers. And the other big difference is, being a wind instrument, I have to breathe. So there is that. That sometimes is a consideration. As far as style goes, I was asked to represent the jazz style today. In order for comparison, I'm not going to play only the jazz style. So there is a stereotype that I had to deal with in college, and that is, it's assumed that if you're a sax player, you're sort of a slouch. You can't play real music. So, a saxophonist, we think of two main categories. You're either a legit player, means you can read music, play classical music, or you're a jazzer, you know those. And they stay figured. So I'm going to be trying to show you both, so you hear how it would sound possibly, or as a legit player playing. And somewhere along the line, I'm going to be transforming, and you'll hear it sort of migrated to the jazz style. And when we get to the other movements, like Baroque music, there were embellishments. A lot of those embellishments happen in jazz. And the embellishment part was meant to be spontaneous. And spontaneity is also part of improv and jazz improvisation. And so you're going to also hear some jazz improvisation based over the chord structures. And for harmony was something I had to study in my counterpoint classes. And we studied block fugues and studied the lines to determine what chords he was using and where he was changing key. So I'm using that information to inspire my improvisation.
Thank you.
next movement in the suite is the Curate. It's meant to be a fairly bright dance in 3/4 time. I'm going to play this on the big one, the baritone sax. I decided since I'm going to be playing 4 movements today, that for my movements I would play each one on a different instrument, so you could hear a different voice of the saxophone. So the baritone is the lowest of the ones I've got today, and it is the closest in range to the cello, so the curante.
Bach were alive,
in the 1950s, you probably heard of the famous jazz composer, jazz pianist playing in jazz clubs in New York. We mentioned that.
Earlier,
so embellishments. So this is the saxophone version of Le Gilles.
Oh.